Down to business on News Talk.
Thanks to Bank of Ireland. Here to support business through the impact of coronavirus.
So, businesses across the country are reeling from the ongoing COVID-19 crisis, and few sectors have been hit harder than the hospitality business. I'm delighted to be joined now by Gerardo Larios Rizzo. He's the head of hospitality at the Bank of Ireland Business Banking. I'm going to chat to him about what things are like on the ground and what we might expect in the coming months as the fight to stop the spread of COVID-19 continues. Gerardo, you're very welcome to the programme.
Oh, thanks, Bobby. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Now, you're looking after, I suppose, a very important sector in hospitality within the bank. What are you seeing on the ground, Gerardo, in the last couple of weeks? Like, literally, you know, the industry, the sector has been hit by a bus.
Yeah, well, it's been very difficult 5 weeks for the sector because each one of the measures that have been implemented to control the pandemic have presented further difficulties for hotels, bars and restaurants along the way, and ultimately led to the closure of nearly all of the hotels, a lot of the restaurants, and obviously all of the bars. And it is just that the core of the sector, which is the so closed social interactions, are obviously very high risk. So every single measure that is put in place is actually putting a further stop into the potential of anybody trying to, you know, restart their operation.
We saw some businesses, you know, I suppose, valiantly trying to move their business online, restaurants offering takeaway services. But I suspect there are probably some economical challenges around that model.
There are. I mean, first of all, I mean, the implementation of those things requires a bit of changes in the kitchen because social distancing is not that easy to for hotels, for bars and restaurants to actually cope. They generally spaces are quite small. And when you're implementing that, there are actually thresholds. So if you don't have a large volume of clientele, you're actually end up losing money. So it is very important that those who do it actually plan it very, very well and actually take into account the fact that demand is not going to be the same as obviously just having the restaurant open.
Yeah, there were a couple of things I was thinking about. Like, firstly, your ability to transact a number of transactions, say, per hour, is going to be hugely inhibited because of the amount of people that you can allow into the premises to pick things up, or you can only deliver so much with so many staff working in around the self-isolation rules. So your capacity to deliver takeout food is hugely restricted. The second thing is that your cost base surely needs to change, i.e., you know, the rental model that you had when you had a 100-seater restaurant versus what you're trying to do now needs to change fundamentally.
That is a big point for bars and restaurants in particular. Most hotels wouldn't actually have to be working with rents, but the smaller premises and a few of the hotels do have to actually face that. And, you know, they've been discussing with a lot of the landlords trying to secure more rent moratoriums and whatever not, but most of them are only getting deferrals of the rent, so they'll be adding that to the end of the year. And it is very difficult because for the next couple of months, even after the opening, there will be, you know, a lack of a very soft demand from the public. And those thresholds, you know, the volume that they need to survive are probably not going to be there for that first couple of months. So it is very, very important that, yeah, those kind of rent controls or whatever that can be helped do to help them is implemented, because otherwise it will make a lot of those small operations really struggle.
Within the sector itself, Gerardo, we're looking at probably different scenarios. Like, if you take a hotel in the west of Ireland on the Wild Atlantic Way, that's, you know, fundamentally, you know, supported by tourists. We're probably not going to see any tourists for 2 years. That was worth $9 billion, I think, to the economy last year. So a hotel there versus one maybe in the centre of a metropolitan area when things get going again will have a different scenario.
Absolutely. There'll be the different scenarios all around. But I mean, we do have like around the West, for example, we were mentioning, I mean, there is a big demand from the domestic market. I was in a conference call with Trending Economics and SDR this week, and they kept making reference to the domestic market being the first one to bounce back. That's traditionally the first one to bounce back when there's a recession. And in the country as a whole, the average is about 55% of the contribution to business turnover. So we already have, you know, a big solid base for most hotels, but a lot of them would have to slightly adjust their models. See, they were doing tour business from America or tour business for continental Europe, particularly for those who are doing, you know, tour business for the active retired. People are not going to want to go into a bus, perhaps for another 5 or 6 years. So it is very important that all those models are actually start to consider the alternatives. And most operators are actually, they've been pretty much on the spot, and they've been looking already at launching their proposition this summer, mainly focused at the domestic market. But that in itself actually carries then a little bit of consequences, because we could have a point in which people start getting actually a little bit antsy and they drop the rates. And if operators drop the rates, you know, it's obviously everybody will be, the customers will be happy because they got the cheaper rates, but the recovery for hotels would actually be much, much longer. So it is very important for hotels to actually, you know, take into account the consequences of discounting when they're trying to secure the domestic market.
Yeah, hugely, hugely challenging times ahead for the sector. Gerardo, thanks for joining us and thanks for your intimate wisdom on the sector. That's Gerardo Larios Rizo, Head of Hospitality there at the Bank of Ireland Business Banking. Thanks for joining us.